Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're me, Chris. Time flies when you're me out here every single
changing
night.
Changing people's lives.
And here's what we have. I have really good news, and I have really crappy news, and I have phone calls I still have to get to about things you did as a kid that either got you caught or let your parents get out of it. I've got all kinds of those in my house, too. You know what? I'm going to get to this one real quick first before I get back to this. Tom Spokane, go.
All right, Jesse, put yourself back in the mid-80s. I'm a teenager. I don't know what I got in trouble for, but my dad...
Dang it. Tom needs to switch to Pure Talk, Chris. Well, he does. Hold on. If Tom calls back before we put him through... Let's make sure he understands that Pure Talk is on the same 5G wireless network as the other major carriers out there. No, Chris, I'm serious. Hear me out here. They're on the same wireless network, and he can get better cell phone service for half the cost when you switch to Pure Talk. And wait, there's more. If you switch now, you get 50% off the first month free. My family... Family of four, we switched from T-Mobile, to be honest with you, before this. Four lines is what we switched. Our bill got cut in half. In half. Tom, if you're out there, take 10 minutes, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Take 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch to Pure Talk. You can even keep your phone. Tom, keep your number. Switch to Pure Talk. You'll be on a better 5G network, rocking and rolling, because I really wanted to hear that story. Switch to Pure Talk today. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? If you want to call back in, that's fine. 877-377-4373. Let's talk about something bad first because I have something good I want to get to, but I want to talk about the bad first. I brought this up briefly on Friday during our Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which was quite fun, by the way. But during an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, I brought this up because I'm hearing it more and more and more and more. And sadly, over the weekend, that has only increased. And this is what I'm hearing. Well, I'll go to the headline first. The headline out of the Daily Mail today was this. USA to make a statement at the World Cup in... Chris, I think you're supposed to call it Qatar, but I've always called it Qatar. And I think Qatar sounds more accurate. I think it's Qatar, something like that. No, I think it's Qatar. Whatever. I went to community college. I'm calling it whatever I want. It's my show. USA to make a statement at the World Cup in Qatar by redesigning their crest. The crest, by the way, is the thing they wear on their chest. And of course, it was all American, right? All American, baby. The new crest is the gay flag. All the rainbow colors, the LGBTQ stuff. And... buddy of mine this morning, actually, that we'd already been talking about this along the same theme this morning, but veteran buddy of mine this morning reached out, and it was all by text. I didn't talk to him on the phone, but it was all by text. And he said to me, I mean, I can't read it verbatim because there was some adult language in his end, but it was to the effect of, screw this country. I wish I'd never served. This is not what I fought for. Jesse, this is not what we fought for. I'm ashamed I ever fought for this. This is a despicable country that deserves whatever it gets. I'm paraphrasing only a little bit. That's basically what my buddy said. And I want to make sure you understand something. If you ever saw him shirtless, and I hope you don't, but if you ever saw him shirtless, you would see the biggest, it's actually really cool, all black and white, biggest American flag on his left pec you've ever seen. This human being lives and dies America, baby. America. And this is not a one-off. I am hearing this more and more and more and more and more. And I'm just going to be honest with you. It's just you and me. It's going to be honest with you. I feel it too. I'm not going to say that that's what I've decided. But every time I see something else like this, man, I feel it too. And I don't know how to work that out in my mind. I'll put it to you that way. Because I'm 41 and I've never had that thought in my life before. But I think about this a lot now of, man, this place is kind of awful. What, Chris? Chris said, I didn't serve this America. I served the America back in 2001. And that's true. And that's what I've tried to talk my buddies down to. That's true. But we are sending, you realize we're sending, did you go to work today? If you went to work today, you made money. If you made money, a portion of that money went to the government. Government takes theirs first, as you well know. The government went to the, do you know the government took the money you worked for today? You got up, kissed your husband goodbye, kissed your wife goodbye, kids goodbye, dropped them off at school, and you went to work. And part of the money, you went and went, you ground for that money. That, you know, part of that money is going to other countries to fund transgender surgeries for children? How am I supposed to wrap my mind around what we've become? How much better am I supposed to try to make people feel when that's the situation in America? What do you want me to say? I do not serve a nation of degeneracy, and I will not. I find this stuff to be so over the top and despicable, and it really, really is wrecking my patriotism quickly. I had actually my buddy Daryl Cooper, I'm going to paraphrase him too, but it was pretty close to it. He said, boy, it is a rude awakening when you've spent so much of your life serving your country and you wake up one day and find that your country is actually the center of most of the evil and degeneracy on the planet. And I'm going to move off this because that's ugly. And to be honest, I don't even know what to say because I don't know what I'm feeling. But I'm just being honest with you. That's what I feel a lot now. I see this stuff, and I'll tell you, and look, you can be mad at me for this all you want. All I can do is be honest with you. I will be actively rooting against Team USA. I'll pick another country that doesn't embrace this degeneracy at the World Cup, and I will, shoot, me and Chris and the fellas might just go out to the bar, and I will actually have a jersey on of whatever country that is, and I will have a beer, and I will cheer against America, because that's not who I am. And if that's what America has become, then you can count me out. I am disgusted by what we've become. Sorry, that was heavy. Just being honest. There we go. Ivan, Idaho, go.
Okay, so when I was about 7 years old and my little brother was five, we were having, it had to have been fish or something and a salad with it. My little brother and I did not want to eat our salad. We waited till the parents were out of the room, sloughed it off into the garbage can. We said, you know what, nobody saw it. We're good. We're fine. Dad found it later that evening.
Oh.
And the next morning, next morning, right, me and him, we're getting up. He's making his breakfast before we go to school. And he mentions it. And he says, hey, I noticed there were some leafy greens in the garbage can. Do either of you know about that? And we're, you know, sitting there shaking. We're all, no, Dad, I don't know anything about the salad in the trash can. That's weird. And he said, okay, well, I made a special cereal for you guys this morning so that you guys can have a good day at school. He said it was, he called it cow cereal. And what he had done to make us repent for our refusal to eat salad the evening before was he got a bowl of room temperature water and put minced up mushrooms in it. And that was our cereal for breakfast. And then he sat there and watched us eat it to make sure we ate all of it. And
terrible.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal morning.
That's so good. 877-377-4373. Gosh, that's so good. Joe, Alabama, go.
When I was 14 years old, I grew up in Denver, Colorado. I'm in Mobile, Alabama right now. But anyway, 14 years old, I decided to borrow my dad's car. It was a 1949 DeSoto. I don't think anybody's heard about DeSoto. I'm 79 years old. Anyway, I drove up to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, back then, they didn't have an interstate. Interstate 25 now, but they didn't have an interstate. And I went all the way up to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then I started going west to Rock Springs, Wyoming. And when I was going west, the rod started knocking, and it brought me down to where I could only go just a few miles an hour, real slow. And I made it back. I turned around and got back to Denver. When I got to Denver, my dad was so mad at me, but my mom is the one that actually was even worse than my dad. But I really got in trouble.
Yep. 877-377-4373. Want to rant about the midterms or tell me about something you got busted for or maybe got away with as a kid? You're welcome to. Plus, I have good news. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. 877-377-4373. I have good news. I am going to go back to Tom. I think he's still there. I bet you he already switched to Pure Talk and he called back in because he has a great story. I have emails to get to. Actually, I want to get to this one. Jesse, your comment about World War I was a pointless war, I couldn't agree with you more. But with that, I've always stated that every war in the U.S. has been involved in after stems from that war. If that stupid Archduke had never been assassinated, how different would this world be? Do you agree that every war after World War I was caused by World War I? Listen, thank you. Yeah. It's just, honestly, more than World War II, World War I altered the rest of the 20th century. Not in a good way. It's all bad. I mean, virtually all of it's bad. It's just terrible. I was at my buddy's house over the weekend, and he knows I'm a World War I freak. And I'll get back to the good news and these calls and stuff like that in a second. I was at my buddy's house over the weekend. He's a World War I freak. And he said, hey, you got to watch All's Quiet on the Western Front with me. It's apparently it's on Netflix. So he pulls it up. And I know it's a remake of an older movie, by the way. But he pulls it up. And it was all stuff that I'd read about in books. But it's fun to visualize those things sometimes about how these just young men they're thrown into a trench full of rats and mud, and there's just explosions all around them, and they're all just dying in droves and droves. I will never wrap my mind around the fact that they would keep units together in countries like Britain from the same town. And then because they had no idea what they were doing tactically there, an artillery shell or two wouldn't take out a dude. It would take out a town. A town's worth of young men. And one day, every mother, every wife in the town gets a letter. He's never coming home again. And it was all so stupid. It just wasn't there wasn't some grand cause. And they just threw all these young men away like they were nothing. And then at the end of it, they abused Germany in terrible ways, which led directly to the rise of someone you may have heard of, Adolf Hitler. And then after that, what was the next big one? Korea. That was a direct result of all of this, of communist aggression because of Mao, the Soviet Union, and Mao, North Korea. And then after that, we all know where we went, Vietnam. Oh, you can trace it right down the line. You can trace it right down the line. It was just awful. You know what? That's too much awful. It's too much awful. Let's get to something wonderful. I've been telling you, yeah, we lost the Senate, and that's horrible. Looks like we're going to barely win the House. I mean, barely. And that's a good thing. But we won a lot of races around this country that you don't know about. and a lot of races I don't know about. Headline, despite mixed result midterms, conservative make gains in school board races. This is according to Just the News. I have told you the future of this country is not Washington, D.C. Washington is gone, lost, putrid, beyond salvage. The future of America is legal and local. Start winning these school board races. Win over your city council, county board of supervisors, DA, sheriff. And from there, we will build this grassroots army of people who think like you do and I do. And they will rise up through the ranks. And eventually, we can send them to Washington, D.C. to be communist fighters. We are not going to save America. We were never going to save it in 2022. We're not going to save it in 2024, 2026, 2028, 2030. Trump isn't going to save the country. Heavy D isn't going to save the country. Ted Cruz, Kristi Noem. None of these people are going to save America because America cannot be saved by any individual in the short term. It's been 100 years of communist subversion that has brought this country to this place, where they have taken over every cultural institution. And allow me to comfort you with what's going to sound like the worst news ever. You will never see final victory because they are too entrenched. What you can do is fight so you give it to your kids a little bit better, and then they can fight and give it to their kids a little bit better, and then their kids a little bit better, and then maybe their kids will see final victory one day. I don't care how old you are. I know we have little kids that listen to the show. You won't live to see that day either. Maybe your kids will. Maybe your grandkids will, but you won't. So learn to fall in love with the fight, all right? And accept that whether an election goes our way or not, we were never going to take back America with one of them. Now, that's fine. It's fine to hope. It's fine to feel good about elections when they go your way. It's fine to feel bad about them when they don't. But it was never going to save the country. If we won 60 seats in the House and 10 Senate seats, we'd still be majorly screwed, big time. But you school board candidates, you're the one saving America, not the new Senator Jerkwater. You're the one saving America. All right? All right. So I brought up my boys earlier, and I'll get back to these calls in a second. 877-377-4373. They stink now. Their feet stink. And look, they shower every day. We make them shower every day, and yet the stink, the foot odor. So I have to confess something. You know, I've told you a long time about these Eden Pure thunderstorms that clean the viruses and mold in your air, so they clean out your air. They take all odor, no matter what it is, out of your air. We had to take one out of our general living area and plug it in the mudroom where the boys drop their shoes because, look, I've basically been mustard gassed the past couple nights when I got home walking into that mudroom, and I'm not living that way anymore. If you also have smelly boys or a smelly dog, or a smelly husband, may I recommend buying yourself a 3-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorms? You won't regret it. No one else has. Everyone thanks me for the daggone things. They got them $200 off right now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That gets you $200 off, and it gets you free shipping. All right, see, I told you I had good news. I had all kinds of stuff. Chris, I don't even feel like I've hit very much sound tonight. I feel like I should be better. Well, I'm sorry. I do sometimes. Sometimes I'm better. I have other stuff I'd have to say. All right, anyway, I'm going to get to the calls here in a second. We're going to go through Disney failing. All that and so much more still to come. Hang on.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh man, it's so good to be back. I feel like the weekends take forever sometimes. Sometimes I feel like they, what, Chris? Sometimes I feel like they go by really fast, and sometimes I miss the sound of my voice. What, Chris? I'm allowed to love me. Can I not love me? Phil Denver, go.
Jesse, happy birthday, Marine. A little bit belated. Hey, I was in Marine Corps boot camp in 2004, late 2004 in San Diego. I really hate chili beans, but I was a double rat. I thought I got away with it, man. I used the second plate to hide all the beans that I didn't eat. Oh. And just before I got up with two hands on my thing, my bulldog drill instructor comes strolling across the chow hall. He flips up the plate and he goes, "Eat them." I think he said "eat them" on the word I can't say here, but yeah. And I sat there and ate the chili beans that I hate.
Oh, that sucks. And Semper Fi, brother. Oh, phone was breaking up a little bit there. There's nothing worse than getting busted by your drill instructor. Oh, actually, I take that back. There is one thing worse. We had this guy in boot camp. I kid you not, he wanted to be a Marine and all these other things, but he was fat. He showed up to boot camp fat, and part of the reason he joined the Marines, I'm not making this up, was to lose weight. He simply wanted to lose weight, which I guess you would think is normal, but hold on, let me finish, and then you'll realize this is not a normal human being. They have what's called, if you picture a Marine Corps boot camp barracks, you can picture what it looks like, yeah, all the bunks alongside. And then they have kind of an open square area in the front. This is called the quarter deck. And everyone who's ever been a Marine just cringed at what I just called it. Why? Because that is where the drill instructors will drag you to when you get in trouble. And they will, well, we called it thrashing. They'll thrash you. They make you do physical exercise, oftentimes until you throw up, but you will most definitely... At some point, they'll keep you up there. You won't be able to do push-ups because there's so much sweat under you, your hands will slip on the floor. Like, when I say thrash you, it's brutal. I don't mean your fitness boot camp. Keep it going, guys. They're trying to kill you. That's what it feels like every single time. Well, this buddy of mine, like I said, he joined Marine Corps to try to lose weight. Only he didn't feel like he was losing it fast enough. So he began to purposely act out in boot camp so they would thrash him so he could lose the weight faster. And it didn't take this was the worst though. It didn't take the drill instructors long to realize what he was doing. He would just blow something intentionally. So then they stopped thrashing him and started thrashing all of us who were around him. And then we had to pull him aside, and we had to have a little talk. That's about the time that was gonna stop. We had to have a little chit chat. All right, now let's get to a couple emails. Jesse, why can't Trump and DeSantis join forces and run together? 4 more years of MAGA, and then possibly 8 years of DeSantis. That would be 12 years of getting America first again. P.S. Love your show. I have addressed this before, but I realize we have new listeners all the time, so I'm going to address this again, just so everyone understands. I understand the sentiment here. I don't want to see him fight. Jesse, I like Trump, and I like Heavy D. Let's do Trump first, and Heavy D can have his turn. Okay, let's look at this from Trump's perspective already. Where do we stand right now? And remember, I don't have a candidate yet. I've already told you. They all have to go earn my vote. But you probably do. I bet you might. Either you're in Trump's camp or you're in Heavy D's camp or someone else. Okay, so let's look at it from Trump's perspective. Trump, right after the midterm election, puts out a 2-page-long screed taking a double barrel to Ron DeSantis. Totally unprompted. DeSantis had said nothing. Why did Trump do that? Because Donald Trump is trying to win a primary and trying to get out in front and label Heavy D first, and he's worried about Heavy D. Remember, Trump never puts out that statement unless he's worried. You notice Trump didn't put out any statements about Nikki Haley right after the midterms. Did you notice that? He put out a statement about one candidate, Ron DeSantis. So he's worried about Ron DeSantis. Now, he's going to go scorched earth on Ron DeSantis because that's how Donald Trump fights. So from Donald Trump's perspective, how are you going to tell all of your supporters, many of whom are listening to the show right now, he's a deep state, he's establishment, he's a rhino, a Jeb Bush guy. That's going to be what the sanctimonious, all this stuff. How are you going to take that tactic for what, a year and a half? Remember, we have like a year and a half to the end of the primary. So you're going to do that for a year and a half and then turn around and say, hey, Ron, VP. No, Donald Trump wants to be president. He believes Ron DeSantis is an obstacle, and so he's going to try to destroy him. That's how Trump does politics. Maybe you love that, maybe you don't, but that's how he does politics. So that's not going to happen for that reason. Also, if you're Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis feels like he deserves the Republican nomination for president. Donald Trump very much feels like he deserves it, feels like the election was stolen from him, feels like he did a good enough job last time. He feels like that seat belongs to him. Ron DeSantis looks at himself and says, I have led the Republican Party for the last 2 years, been the best Republican governor in America for the last 2 years. I have been leading on all the issues voters care about. I believe that seat actually belongs to me. In a perfect world, in your perfect world. Now, remember, I want him to fight, so I'm different. I want him to fight. I want him to go earn my vote. But in your perfect world, and this will be what you say is most popular right now. That's what people want. Let's just join. In your perfect world, they would join. But in the real world, there's only one seat. There's two guys, and there's one seat. And they're just going to have to work that out. And remember, look, I know this hurts to hear when you have a candidate. I don't ever fall in love with politicians, but maybe you do. Maybe you're sitting here listening to me right now with your MAGA hat on. Maybe you do fall in love with candidates. Some people were just that way. I don't. So maybe that hurts to hear because you don't want your guy to have to fight. I don't want Trump to have to get by Heavy D. Or maybe you're a Heavy D guy. I don't want him to have to fight Trump and it to be nasty. I get that, but we don't always get what we want. And politics is a competition, and it's even on our side. It's a game of power. And to get power, you have to defeat others. People don't go around handing out power. I watched this show one time, ended up not liking it. What was it called? The Offer. Whatever, it doesn't matter what the show was. There was a mob scene, and Bonanno was talking to Columbo. And Columbo was talking about how he wanted to be a mob boss, but all the mob boss spots were taken. And Bonanno looks at him and says, well, they don't hand those seats out, Joe. You got to go take one if you want one. No one's going to knock at your door. Hey, you want to be the Republican nominee for president? You want to be the nominee for president, so do other people. People want to be president. It's good to be king. You're going to have to fight other people for it. They ain't going to be on the same ticket. Take that dream out back and fire a bullet in the back of its head and leave it in the ditch because you got to let it die. All right, we got headlines I didn't get to and your calls. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, we're going to churn and burn them through. All right, churn and burn. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse Kelly, buddy. All right, listen, you're not going to like what I have to say. But, you know, unfortunately, this country is definitely doomed with what's coming now. They've gutted our petroleum industry, and Joe Biden is selling us out to the globalist elites over in Davos and wherever with this climate conference stuff. But, you know, the problem is that we've been taken apart from the inside out. And, you know, the problem is anyone against the MAGA or the America First agenda, you know, they're the enemy. I mean, they're the Republicans on our side that actually stopped this election from going our way. But then the other thing that I saw as a problem a long time ago, a couple months ago, was when they overturned Roe versus Wade. Now, I'm anti-abortion. My wife is also. But she said the same thing. We lost Pennsylvania, the governorship, Mastriano, because he was hardline. He was hardline, no exceptions. And you know, so this really, you know, became a big problem. And a lot of the people that...
No, that's not out of line. That's not... I'm not mad at you at all. I'm... As everyone knows how pro-life I am, I understand I'm far right of probably 90% of the people listening when it comes to pro-life. I am absurdly, I don't believe in exceptions. You realize that. I am pro-life to the max. I believe that as a God-breathed life that no man has a right to kill. That's what I believe. I'm not naive. I understand Democrats ran on that issue in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan because it's a winner for them. But please do understand something. That doesn't move me at all. Not at all. I don't care if the whole world tells me that murdering kids is fine. I will not budge on it. Honestly, I don't know how many people are on the planet, Chris? Probably more now that Nick Cannon just had another baby. But I think there's 6-7 billion people on the planet. I am not moved by populations. I am not moved by what is popular at all. I know abortion. It is a huge issue for single women because we have spent 50 years in this country demonically telling women that it is somehow a right of theirs to murder the child in their womb. I don't care that that has now been culturally ingrained in them and might cost us elections. That doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not going to, well, you know what? I guess baby murder is okay. I'm not doing that. Now, do we have to maybe be smarter about how we campaign on it? Yes. No question about it. You can probably be pro-life without campaigning on it all the daggone time if that's what was taking place in Pennsylvania. I wasn't there. But I am never swayed at all by this cost us elections. Yeah, it did. You know what? Yeah, we have a bunch of demonic hags in this country who believe in baby murder. I'm sorry, they're not going to vote with me. Fine. We're enemies. I understand. I have many enemies in this country. Many. I consider those women my enemies. And you're going to vote your way, and I'm going to vote my way. And I understand that if you win, you will crush me and the things I care about. And if I'm able to win, I'm going to crush you and the things you care about. This is the new riot. I'm not going to live and let live with you demons anymore. I'm done with it. All right. Well, on that note, let's keep moving on here. Rose, St. Louis, go.
Hey, I got BST, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the name of an old rock group. And I feel that's what we all got to be in this with. We got to give it.
I agree, Rose. Danny, Tampa, go.
Thank you for taking the call. I've been trying to get through to a national show. What these results guarantee, the Democrats win the next presidential election. You got limp-wristed Kemp in Georgia. You got a Democrat in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And
every red state needs to pass voter ID laws now. If you have a red legislature, red governor, get those laws passed. If you're in a blue state and it's legal, Republicans must stop complaining about the ballot harvesting Democrats have mastered, and they must start engaging in it, or that guy's 100% correct, will never win again. Jerry, Jersey, go.
I think that the next Congress, the Republican Congress, has to start taking a bull by the horns and subpoenaing these people out in, like, Arizona, these election officials.
The states run their own elections. I would agree with you otherwise, except the states run their own elections. That's why I brought this up. The states control how their elections are won. That's why in Florida, you have election results before you go to bed on election day. We may not have election results out of Maricopa by Christmas at this point in time. It runs so differently in different states. You know Cali 3, Congressional District 3 in Cali? Do you understand that they've counted half of the votes so far, 51%? 51%. Either the states themselves fix it or this is what it is. But let's understand, like, California is not going to fix their vote. Pennsylvania, now that it's controlled by all Democrats, won't fix their vote. Michigan, now that it's controlled by, they're not going to fix their vote. They're going to make all the problems worse. That'll only increase the distrust in elections, which sucks. That's fine. Eat some shrimp. You'll feel better. That's what I do. Whenever I get down, I eat. I do. The wife will know that I'm either hungry or upset when she sees me go to the pantry, and then I'm going to the fridge, and then I'm going to the freezer. I have a very unhealthy relationship with food. I fully admit that. And so I have an unhealthy relationship with Biloxi Shrimp because they mail me the best shrimp I've ever eaten in my life. It's American shrimp with American shrimpers. It's mailed to my front door, and now I have shrimp whenever I want. Do you have any idea how absurdly easy shrimp is to prepare? I'm now making shrimp scampi. There's nothing to it. I'm an idiot, and I make shrimp scampi. It just takes nothing. But you know what? I'm getting shrimp out. Boom. Shrimp. And it's 10% off. 95% of the shrimp in this country comes from other countries. I buy American where I can, and so should you. Plus, it's better and fresher. It comes out of the Mississippi Gulf. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. They have a bunch of different bundles and stuff like that. Go see what they have. Also, check out the herbs and spices. I say herbs now, Chris. I like that word better. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. Jesse, I know you hate Disney. I won't support them either. But I'm a Star Wars fan, so I watch on someone else's Disney Plus account on episode 10 of Andor, whatever. Anyway, one of the guy's lines is, "I am condemned to use the tools of my enemy to defeat them." It reminded me of when you tell us to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Yes, I will get hate mail tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. If you want to send me your love, hate, death threats, anything, I will get hate mail tomorrow for telling people if it's legal to get involved in ballot harvesting. I will get hate mail. Jesse, that's not who we are. That's not our principles. Nope, that's not your principles. My principles are defeating communists. I'm an anti-communist. I will do anything within the law to defeat communists. That's what I will do. I have read enough history books to know the stakes of the game. If these demonic monsters take over my country, my principles are winning. You know who's going to decide what the culture of America looks like? Whoever wins. You fight with principles. I fight to win. That's how I stand.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Woke fail. Disney begins layoffs, a hiring freeze, and limiting employee travel as stock crashes. I'm so proud of you for putting your money where your morals are. For canceling Disney Plus, for canceling that family vacation to Disney, for not going to the newest Marvel movie because it's owned by Disney. You understand that you have crashed Disney's stock in like 6 months by putting your money where your morals are? And they're still going all in. They're doubling down and tripling down. So you do more too. Tell friends, tell neighbors, double down, triple down, walk away. There's 1,000 other places you can go for entertainment. Dump that garbage filth company now. New data emerges of 1,100 adolescent gender-affirming mastectomies. Back to what that hard conversation I had earlier about the kind of country we are now. You get that the mutilation of children and trying to tell them that they can change their gender by chopping things off their body, you understand that that's now stated government policy in the United States of America. When I tell you I struggle now, I have struggles with my patriotism, that's what I mean. And my veteran buddies, I'm shocked at how much I'm hearing this from different conversations from different vet buddies. Jesse, I didn't do it for this. Jesse, screw this. Jesse, it wasn't even worth it. Jesse, I wish I hadn't done it. Every time I read a story about how institutionalized child mutilation has taken hold in my country, I am ashamed. That's kind of a downer to end the show on, but that's life, all right? I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.